22. Lost in the Cave. Tom and Becky had started through the branching cave with the other children. They had walked farther, talking and reading the writing on the walls. People had put their names there. Tom and Becky also put their names on the wall. Tom went behind a waterfall. Behind there, Tom found an opening leading down, and he wanted to discover where this branch of the cave went. They continued farther and farther, making marks where they turned into a new branch, and discovering many wonderful new parts of the cave. They came to a dark lake and sat down at the edge. Becky said, "It is a very long time since I heard the others." "Becky, we are far below them, and far north or south or east or west. We can't hear them here." Becky was afraid. "We should return. Can you find the way, Tom?" "I think that I can." They started, but every turn now seemed strange. They stopped. Tom shouted. The answer was a deep quiet. "Tom, we are lost. We can never get out of this fearful place." "We are going to find the way," Tom said. "We are going to try." Then they heard a sound like a distant shout. Tom answered. They started moving carefully toward it, but they arrived at an edge of rock. They could go no farther. They listened. The distant shout was now more distant. They came to a hole in the rock floor. Tom went down on his knees and felt below. At that moment, a human hand holding a light appeared from behind a rock not far away. Tom shouted. At once a body followed the hand. It was Joe. He did not tell Becky what he had seen or why he had shouted. Tom could not move because of fear. He was deeply thankful to see Joe run away. They turned to the waterfall, but after another long wait and another sleep, Tom decided to try moving again.